Cool. Hi. Hello. I tried to record this last night, and then I was a dumbass and recorded through my internal mic, which made me so sad that I had to go to sleep. So good for me though, because I have the memory of a goldfish, and I don't remember any of the questions, so they're gonna be actual responses, because I just have a shit memory. My recording just cut out for no reason, but, I guess, some announcements first off. Yes, I am still writing my 1K actual audio. I'm very good at procrastinating, which is why this is coming up so late as well. I'm writing, I promise, it's coming. Another thing, I am planning on starting doing, safer work audios, which is very fun, because that means I get to just, I can actually record those and not have to worry about it. And I think that would be a very fun thing. So that's something I'm gonna work on. If it goes well enough, I might even like have like a YouTube channel to house safe for work shit, and then keep not safe for work shit on my Reddit. So that's cool. And then another thing, I just got a new gaming computer. It's a Alienware. Oh my god, why is this all Broadway? Okay. What was I saying? I got a new gaming computer. It's an Alienware, and I'm very excited about having it, and I'm thinking about, streaming, just some games and shit. Maybe I'll, like, also stream, like, me, like, writing for D&D, or, like, making maps and shit or something. So let me know if you're interested in that as well. But yeah, I guess, without further ado, because it's already been, it's been a few weeks since I hit 1K, but it's been 3 months since I posted the post asking for questions, because I thought I was going to be able to record while I was in Boston, but then I realized how thin the walls were, and I was like, shit, absolutely not. So it took a second, but we're here, and I appreciate it. But I guess, first things first, questions, yay! Also, you're gonna hate me, I decided not to do the, like, little, like, sucking thing while I'm doing it, because I feel like I would just get distracted, and it would just be very unfortunate to listen to. But I will just do another, oral fixation, audio, because, that's still a thing! Alright, cool. Alright. First question from Tink. Hey, friend. Cool. What is your favorite drink? It's Monster. Specifically the Zero Ultra, or like the white one. That shit's just so good. I drink that like all times of the day. It's just yummy. Yeah. But also, if we're talking alcoholic, because I am almost 21. Literally like 2 weeks. So excited. I am a big vodka fan. So like there was this drink that I had. I don't know if you guys have ever been to City Walk. It's basically like Universal's version of Disney Springs. And there's this karaoke bar there called Rising Star. I went last weekend. It was so fun. People are so funny, but they had this drink, their namesake, called the Rising Star, and it's like, vodka, black cherry liqueur, like some kind of fruit punch, and I think orange juice, and it was so good. Highly recommend. Yeah, if you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, which succubus, slime girl, etc., which one would you want to be? Okay. So I normally play, like, mages and shit, like magic-based characters in D&D. My favorite. I think they're so fun. So I guess I would have to be some kind of like magic user. Do you know? Okay. I would want to be like a what's the word I'm looking for? Like a cottagecore druid. So it's like think like florist, but able to like commune with plants and like control plants, because like very quickly vines can become ropes, and I think that is just very fun. So I would be some kind of cottagecore flowery druid. Would you prefer that your partner groans during an orgasm or moans or drop dubstep beats? I think of the three, I would prefer like moaning, but also like I just love noises. Probably not the dubstep. I think I would be taken out of the moment. But yeah, I like knowing that I'm doing a decent job. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have elegant designs of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? How many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? So, listen, this is a bad thing I'm about to say. I like Star Wars. I enjoy Star Wars. I think Star Wars is so dope. I am not the biggest, because here's the thing, I feel like I can't say that I'm like a massive fan of Star Wars when I can't even pretend to fuck with the prequels, you know what I mean? Like, the original trilogy, bomb. The new trilogy, fire. The first trilogy, the prequels, oh my god, they're so boring. So, like, because of that, I haven't immersed myself fully into, like, the, like, sphere of I'm going to invest my life in this, you know what I mean? So, unfortunately, I don't own any lightsaber, shaped sex toys. I do have, I just bought, like, a thrusting one, like, maybe a month ago. I don't know if you can hear it. You can't really, you can kind of hear, like, the mechanism. Hold up, let me go faster. I'm not sure if you can hear it. You can hear it in my hand, at least, moving. So like maybe that's my lightsaber, and it also is curved. I'm not sure if it's curved like Count Dooku's, but it is curved. off. But yeah. Have you ever pretended your partner's manhood was a lightsaber or made lightsaber swooshing noises while pleasuring it? Or use lines like "let go of your anger" or "give me the midichlorians" while coaxing him to orgasm? No, I haven't. I have not done that. I cannot say that I have. Would I? Probably not. But you know, each his own. Cool. You woke up one day and find that you're capable of magic. However, because your magic wand is literally a Hitachi magic wand, it only works when you are casting spells for obviously sexual purposes. How do you use your newfound magical powers to bring about world peace? I do remember my answer for this one, and I'm sticking to it because damn it, it's a good idea. I would make every like billionaire, like grossly like wealthy people, like I would give them the most pleasurable death they'd ever experience, because you know it's possible for your heart to give out during orgasms, so just do that. And then once they're gone, once Bezos is passed, we can redistribute the wealth in a way that makes fucking sense. We can end world hunger. We can have, I'm thinking of a US standpoint, we can have free fucking healthcare. We're like, shit. What else? Education. We can redistribute wealth to education. We can actually have like a decent education system. Like, I feel like this is a good thing. So like, once we start with Bezos, once he has a like an enjoyable death, And we move, I guess we'll have to move to, like, Bill Gates, but I feel like we should just give the money to Melinda Gates, because I feel like she's a good person. She would, like, because she's already giving money to HBCUs and shit. So it's like, I feel like she would do the right thing. So I don't, I trust her. And then I guess it would go Bloomberg next. So, like, you know what I mean. Just making the way down. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for Schmexy Times? Example, I would make the world of Harry Potter real so that Snape could sneer at me while sensually while he uses his wand to expertly stir my cauldron of love. Sheesh. No brainer. Twilight. Obviously. Because vampires don't get tired. And if they look like Robert Pattinson, if they look like Ashley Green, if they look like Kellan Lutz, like, shit. Okay. Yes. That being said, Stephanie Meyer did say that there could never be a black vampire, and I'm not sure if I want to forego my blackness to be a vampire. You know what I mean? I feel like that's not worth the trade. But Twilight. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking about this now. She literally said that. She literally said... I am a massive Twilight. It's a part of me. I can't stop it at this point. But there was, like, this, like, information book or, like, some, like, I forget if it was, like, a book that she had released or just something she said in an interview. But it was, like, she basically said that pale skin is inherently, like, a vampire trait. So even the darkest of people, like, all of the melanin is, like, eaten away by the venom, so, like, it's, you just are left white, and even, like, the darkest people barely have, like, a hint of an olive tone to their skin, and I'm like, that's so fucking specific to be exclusionary. What the fuck, Stephanie Meyer? What the fuck, Stephanie? Anyway, but, you know, Laurent's here, doing the world's work, being a black vampire who did try to kill Bella, but honestly, would that have been a bad thing if Bella just kind of perished, and then we could have, like, a fun little Cullen time? Anyway, actually, Bella was okay in the books. I don't know why I'm shitting on her. She was okay in the books. yeah. Next question, because I'm rambling about Twilight too much. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin, and was it D&D lore exposition? No, I have not. But it should be D&D lore exposition, specifically all of the lore that relates to Tasha. Because Tasha's so fucking cool, and why did I just learn that? She's literally the fucking coolest. Like, she's the, like, one of the strongest, like, mages in, like, the multiverse. In the multiverse, like, she actively is in an on-again, off-again relationship with, like, this, like, guy from the underworld just so she can learn shit and abuse it, and I love that for her. Also, she's fucking hot. Have you seen how fucking hot Tasha is? What the fuck? Anyway, and obviously she wrote, Tasha City's Laughter, which is amazing. Cool. if you could time travel to any point in history for Smexy Times, when/where would you go, and who would you have sexy times with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you if you're so inclined. So, let me think. Because here's the thing. Because going back in time is not necessarily an option for me that I want to forego. Or go with, not forego, you know what I mean. So, like, I would go to yesterday, to wherever, who do I want? Oh my god. I don't know. There are so many, like, I'm, like, thinking of so many celebrities right now. And I can't, I don't know. Wait, hold up. Because I was going to say, like, Tom Holland and Zendaya, because I feel like they're so sweet. I love them. I would love to see them. but also, I've heard that Chris Evans has a red room in his apartment, and I would love to see that with my own eyes. Maybe that one. Yeah. So So I would go to yesterday to Chris Evans' apartment. That's what I would do. Would you ever do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to your partner's manhood as the Tower of Bardor? Bonus points referring to the slit as the Eye of Sauron. Sauron. Wow, I just literally cannot read, I guess. I mean, I would do a little Lord of the Rings type roleplay. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the situation. I was a Hobbit kid. I watched all of the Lord of the Rings like movies. I think that was like the first like series that I watched. Like, I think I went like Lord of the Rings, X-Men, and then I got into like other shit because that was just like what my dad watched. So I like watched what he watched. So you know, I would. Specific, but I think it would be more like elven based, because like I'm familiar with elves. I think elves are very cool, and Legolas is so fucking hot, but I digress. And what is it like to naturally have such a lovely voice? I don't think I do, but I appreciate the fact that you think I do. Cool, thank you so much for your questions. Thank you. Always so much fun to answer. And literally we only had two people send in questions, so I feel like kind of lame doing this, but like I'd feel bad and I'd feel worse never answering them. So next is from Dulcet Delirium. Hey Tom, congrats on approaching another milestone. Thank you so much. And I will be, I'm just gonna answer your questions because I feel bad. I know, Tales is Dildo. I think I actually flipped and it was like the other one, but I will do both. I'll probably do two oral fixation audios. So yes. Okay, questions. If you had to pick five songs only to get you through this week, which songs would they be? Let me just open up my Spotify. You know, I was looking at the Spotify stats thing yesterday, and you know what's absolutely embarrassing? My top song of all time, if you can even call it that, is literally 30 minutes of Sleep Sounds. That's the worst. This is the worst timeline. It's so unbelievably embarrassing. But five songs for this week. Okay. Typical Story by Hobo Johnson. February 15th, also by Hobo Johnson. Eat Spit, Slush Puppy. Such a good song. The Stand by Mother. One of my favorite songs off my favorite album by them. And what else? Let's see. Why is this so hard? I want to say something by Arctic Monkeys. Maybe I Want to Be Yours, because I listen to that all the time. So yeah, those are my five. What is my favorite takeout meal? You don't have to specify particular places. I would literally die on the cross for Chinese takeout any day of the week. I would do unholy things for a Chinese takeout. I always get, what's it? I'm basic, so I always get like General Tso and either lo mein or fried rice. But also, like, that's just because, like, around me there aren't that many, like, actual, like, good, like, takeout restaurants. But when I was in Boston for a time, I got a lot of, what were my words that I was thinking? Oh, I was getting, like, a lot of, like, sushi takeout. I would get pad thai almost, like, at least twice a week, because there was, like, this really good pad thai place, like, not Pad Thai place, just like a general Thai place, like right outside my building, my lab that I was working in. So I would always get the Tom Yum Pad Thai and then eat it in a park because I didn't want to bother any of the guys that I was working with to see if they wanted to like eat with me. So I would watch like Dimension 20 and like eat my food and hope that I wasn't perceived by anyone, which was always great. But yeah. Did you ever have Monster Assault when it was out? If so, what were your thoughts? I looked this up last night. I haven't tried it, but holy shit, do I want to? A fruit punch flavored, monster beverage? Absolutely, sign me up. Pretty please. I'm probably gonna order it from Amazon just because I'm a completionist. I need to try everything. But yeah, I would love to try it. Other than audios, do you engage in any artistic pursuits? I am a musician! I am an actress! That's kind of it, actually. I play the violin, I play the piano, I play ukulele and guitar. As much as someone can play the guitar by learning it themselves and, like, having left it at home instead of brought it on campus. But I can, like, play chords. I write music. I'm trying to learn how to produce. And I do a lot of musical theater. The last show that I did was a, gender bent production of, the last 5 years in which I played Jamie and I had such a good time because like Jamie is such a chic, like man character person. And I just sometimes I love playing morally flawed people. I think there's a lot of fun in that for me at least. Yeah, but also, you know, both of them are flawed, but I feel like Jamie fucked up a bit more than Kathy did. Anyway, that's just me. I know that's like a very when it's like dissonant, it's oh my god, when something is contested regularly, it is, oh my god, let's just call it a hot take. I know that's a hot take. But yeah, I can talk about like the ways, like I've analyzed that show for years. Like I'm so happy that I got to like do that role because like it's one of my favorite shows just because of the complexity of the characters and like how, but like even within the complexity, the music itself and the stage itself and like the setup is so simplistic and it's just like you're forced to watch this relationship grow but also fall apart at the same time. If you don't know what The Last 5 Years is, sorry. Essentially it's the story of this couple, Kathy and Jamie, and their stories are told, Jamie's story is told chronologically and Kathy's story is told in reverse order, and it's showing how their marriage falls apart within 5 years, and it's so like heart-wrenching and like it hurts in like the good way. It's so good, but like highly recommend it. There's a movie, it stars like Anna Kendrick and what the fuck's his name, Jordan, hold up, I have to Google this, I have to be right. 5 years, 2014. I'm like picturing his face. Jeremy Jordan. And it's a pretty good movie. I prefer the stage show, specifically the 2013 production starring Betsy Wolff and Adam Kandor. That's just me. I'm particular. But yeah, highly recommend it. I have a boot if anyone would like one. Moving on, because I've been talking about this for too long. What is your hair care routine? Similarly, do you have a preferred way to wear your hair? Sorry, I am kicking the incense that's on my floor right now. I have a pretty specific hair care routine. Whenever I have my hair in protective styles, which is usually, I will wash my hair twice a month. First with like a medicated shampoo, and then with Shea Moisture, because I'm a slave to Shea Moisture products, which is not great, but that's okay. The day before, I will have a apple cider vinegar like mask on my hair. I'll rinse it out, and then I'll wash my hair. And then I will use like Milani, I think that's how you pronounce it, conditioner, and it's lovely, and it smells like passion fruit, and I love it. I really love washing my hair. I love detangling my hair. I just love playing with my hair. It's great. Ways that I wear my hair. Protective styles that I normally do, I will braid down my hair, do a sew-in, put on a wig or something. But my favorite way to wear my hair is with faux locks, which should probably tell you that, like, I love locks, but I'm terrified of commitment. So I always do faux locks, and I'm not sure if I'll ever, like, actually commit to getting my hair, like, locked up. But, that being said, yeah, I love wearing my hair in locks. I'm about to get my hair done, actually, a week from now, in faux locks. My favorite color to do it is, like, a dark black to a gray ombre. I just think I look like a silver fox in the best way, and I love it. every time I get it, my parents, like, say I look like a grandma, but that's okay, because I'm a hot grandma. if you play video games, which game is your favorite? I play very casually, but, like, I only play, like, RPGs. I'm not good at, like, first-person shooters, so let's just pull up Steam, because I buy most of my stuff off of Steam. I've been playing Buddy Simulator 1984 a lot. Very cool game. It's almost like a cross between Undertale and Doki Doki in, like, a very interesting, cool way. Highly recommend it. I started Omori. Haven't gotten too deep into it yet, but it seems very cool. Kind of creepy, kind of fun. I love Skyrim. I know it's lame as fuck to say that, but I've been playing Skyrim since it came out. Like, I love that shit. I also have, what's it called? Beyond Two Souls. On my through Epic Games, which I love everything by Quantic Dream. I love everything by Quantic Dream. Let's get back to questions, I guess. if that just cut, it's because my Audacity has been hating me recently, and I'll just randomly stop recording, which is so fun. Alright. Well, are you the kind of person that puts stickers on their laptop? Yes, I am that bitch, and I love it. I had so many stickers on my last computer. I had, like, sun and moon one that I bought from Salem, which was really dope. My friend makes stickers, and she made, like, this, like, skeletal Harry Styles in, like, the fine line pose, which is so awesome. She's so talented. And then, like, oh, I have the sticker from, there's this, pizza chain in Boston. I was there during Pride, and it's called Otto's, and they were, like, handing out, like, these, like, big stickers that, like, were for Pride, and it was, like, any way you slice it, love is love. And I was, like, oh, that's so cool. So I picked one up, and I had it in my back pocket, and I happened to go to dinner with my lab that day, and I still had it in my back pocket. I had gotten up so that they could, like, get out of the booth and go to the restroom, And I didn't realize, but the sticker had, like, slipped out of my pocket and was, like, sitting on the, like, bench, I guess. And I didn't notice it, but one of them certainly did. And he grabbed it, opened it, and saw that, like, what, and read what it said, and saw that it was, like, rainbow. And he was like, oh, I wonder if someone, like, dropped this. And I was like, oh, nope, it's mine. Not even thinking. So he was like, oh, and then looked at it, looked at me, and was like, is it just rainbow, or is it for, like, pride? And I was like, it's definitely for pride. And he was like, oh, cool. And that was how I came out to my entire lab by accident on the first day that I actually met them. So that was great. Anyway, I do love stickers. That was also on my computer. That's why I said that story. But with this new one, it's very new and it's very cool. It has, like, okay. I think I already said this. It's an Alienware M15, like, Ryzen something something something. I can't remember the actual model name, which is bad of me. But it's so pretty. And, like, it has, like, you can, like, change, like, the color of the little alien head on the back. And I love it. So I'm not sure if I want to, like, put stickers on it just yet. I think I'm just going to enjoy it as is. But that means that I'm just going to put all of my stickers that I accumulate on my water bottle now, which is good. What is the most ridiculous audio premise that you've come up with? So, there's one audio that I really want to write. I'm so bad at writing shit. Like, I will start and then I will just get bored, which is crazy because I'm a DM. But still, basically, the idea is, like, a normal, like, it feels like a normal audio. Like, just whatever the hell premise I come up with, it's gonna be it. But it's just going to be absolutely filled to the brim with, like, stupid, like, Broadway references and pop culture references. And, like, that would not be the focus of the audio at all. It would just happen and be in there. So, like, it's like a little egg hunt to see if you can find all of them, and I think it would be so fucking funny just to me. Like, that's just the weird shit that I find funny. Cool. And the question I always end with: how do you like your eggs, if you like eggs? I like my eggs over a medium. If I'm eating them with other things, if it's like eggs benedict, then I obviously love to poached egg. But yeah, that's my egg order. Cool. Thank you guys so much for your questions. I really appreciate it. Thank you for 1K. That 1K audio is going to come out. I swear on my life, I'm just awful at procrastinating. So just a new rundown. Oh shit, I forgot to mention this too. I'm gonna start commissions. Okay, let's go back to announcements. Okay, announcements in order. SFW Safe for Work audios are going to be a thing that I'm gonna do. I'm excited. I might make a YouTube account for that. So keep your eyes peeled. I'm going to probably start streaming now that I have the means to do so. Very exciting. But something that I forgot to mention, I'm gonna do commissions because I am a broke bitch. And I spent a lot of money in the last, like, few weeks because I'm turning 21 in, like, exactly 10 days, and I went a little crazy because I was like, okay, for my birthday I want to go to this music festival that happens on the weekend of my birthday, like, every year. This is gonna be so cool. But then I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be 21, I have to be hot. So I bought, like, two outfits, and I, like, I'm getting my hair done instead of doing it myself, and I'm just, like, spending a lot of money, and then I impulsively bought a computer, so I'm just like, shit, I have no money ever, oh my gosh, why am I like this? So, I'm gonna be doing commissions, so I'm gonna put the link in this, I'm gonna put the link to the Google form in the description of this, I guess. And then I'm just going to start, like, putting it in the description of all of my audios so people can actually see it, because I don't think anyone's really going to see it if I just post it on my account. So, yes, that's a fun thing to look forward to if you're interested. If you want a personalized audio from me, hit me up, because I'm very willing to do so, and I'll try my best to make it really good. Alright, once again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really appreciate all of you so, so much. Much love. Oh, actually, that's not what I say. I say happy trails. I don't know why I said that, but now I feel like I can't stop saying that, so I'm just gonna fucking run with it. Alright, I'll see y'all. Bye.